Dressing for success. It certainly doesn't mean what it did in the 1970s when a bestseller offered tips on how to dress. And necktie sales are half of what they were in the 90s. Nowadays, clothing brands sell athleisure, gear that might also pass for business casual. But here's the question, do slouchy clothes make for slouchy work? Behavioral scientists say that might be the case, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
I thought my work wardrobe showed a decent sense of style. Then I met Lauren Rothman.
Hi, how are you? Rothman wrote
Style Bible about what to wear to work. When I meet her, she's wearing a black, Oscar-worthy wraparound jacket with a chunky necklace with gold balls. She's critiqued clients' closets for a dozen years, so I invite her into mine.
What you wear can tell us who you are.
All right, well, tell me who I am based on what you see.
Okay. The first thing that comes across in what you have here is that there are bold colors, and that is a sign of confidence. So seeing this cobalt blue and the apple green.
Then she turns her gaze on me. She approves of my long black skirt.
But you also are wearing white ankle sports socks with your boots.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking nobody will notice that.
Right. I did actually have a debate with myself about that.
Rothman considers herself a career coach of sorts.
When you work with a leadership coach, they're going to give you tactics on what to use in the boardroom to help others believe in you. When you work with a style coach like me, I'm giving you all the answers on how you can make yourself feel better, and the tools are going to be clothes.
The idea that clothes influence both how you're perceived and how you perceive yourself is backed up by recent research. Abraham Rutschick is a psychology professor at California State University. He recalls a day, years ago, when he traded his usual shabby student chic for an ironed button-down.
And I found myself sitting at the computer and feeling maybe a little more creative, a little more energized in some way.
A study Rutschick published last year found that, in fact, formal clothing made people think more expansively and abstractly, more like a leader. He isn't saying that clothes actually make the man, but says they can set off a positive chain reaction.
They self-reinforce, that they reverberate.
The effect is relatively brief and works only when you're better dressed than your peers.
Power, by its nature, is relative.
Reading these cues is increasingly complex, he says, because clothing norms vary so much by industry and region. What works on Wall Street looks out of place in Silicon Valley. Generally, he says, the positive cognitive effects come from being dressed a notch better than those around you. But knowing this hasn't changed his personal style.
Since I published the study, I've been on paternity leave and then sabbatical, so I've been dressing like a slob.
And dressing like a slob may cost you, says Michael Krauss, a professor at the Yale School of Management. He says all animals respond to signals of dominance, and for humans, it's the business suit. In a 2014 study, he paired men in suits against peers in sweatpants and flip-flops in a mock real estate sale negotiation. The men in suits did way better. It wasn't even close.
You behave more dominantly, you compromise less, and part of that is because your interaction partner is allowing you to get away with more.
By comparison, Krauss says, the casually dressed men not only lost money in their deals, they felt like losers heading in.
Those individuals having the negotiation with sweatpants showed greater heart rate variability reactivity, so they felt basically nervous.
He says the effect goes both ways. The observer and the formally dressed person change their behavior.
Not only are people changing their judgments of you, but it's allowing you to be more effective.
Krauss is now studying signals like tone of voice that also influence interactions. What's clear, he says, is that the power of initial impressions in shaping outcomes is huge. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.